Good morning, City Well.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is about listening. I'm trying to listen. All right. Thank you so much. It's great to be in the house of the Lord. Today is all about listening. We are celebrating all month long. I want us to show some love to Nene. Where's Nene? Nene. She is spearheading this whole celebration. Show some love to her. She has been praying and working closely with our leadership team, but doing a lot of work behind the scenes. So if you haven't even considered coming back for the month of October, if you're a first-time visitor, put it on your calendar. We will be having a wonderful time each Sunday during the month of October. And it's an honor to work closely with those that are committed, such as Nene and the rest of our leadership team. Would you pray with me? Great and mighty God, we are listening today. Oh Lord, in the midst of the busyness, in the midst of all the thoughts that are running through our head right now, in the midst of all the heaviness that we have entered into this place with heavy hearts, heavy burdens, Speak, oh Lord, for we, your children, are listening. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Allow each of us to not just listen with our ears, but to listen with the heart open to receive today. We pray this prayer, believing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. How interesting it is. We get used to things, sounds, sights, people, over time. Sometimes things come to us, and they may annoy us. They may be annoying. They may be unusual. But we kind of get accustomed to it. We get it into our spirits. We get it into our homes, into our workplaces. And then they become invisible, as if we are so accustomed to that sound, to that voice, to that person, to that neighbor. And yet, through it all, there is sometimes a silence of the pain that is before us. A silence of what is real because we have become so accustomed. This morning I want to share briefly with you about something that is very critical and yet one of the most neglected aspects of our life. And that is listening. Listening. Some of you even here right now are not even listening to me. We're keeping it real, right? You're like, when is she going to finish? You're on your cell phone. You're listening to those other voices that are roaming right now. The truth is, listening is so critical that even in our communities, it's probably one of those things that we push aside. We go right to trying to solve the problems, going right to a solution and ignoring what we have heard or what we have seen with our eye. There are times when I think of what it means to just go straight to something and not listen, and I'm reminded of two verses that come to mind. I want you to write these verses down today because it may be you at a certain time when you are to listen, when you are to be present with someone or in a community, and yet you are ready to speak, ready to solve the problem, or to have your voice to be heard. They are both in Proverbs 18, verse 2, and Proverbs 18, verse 13. And I want to start with those two because I think it's important for us to really own this when we begin to feel this, and yet we push it to the side. These two verses from Proverbs chapter 18, verse 2, it says, "A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion." Then the next verse is Proverbs 18, verse 13. See, when we're quick to listen, we're really kind of showing, I'm sorry, when we're not quick to listen, we're kind of showing how foolish we may be, according to that verse right there. The other one, verse 13 in the same chapter, says, "What a shame, what folly, to give advice before listening to the facts." Sometimes we don't need to have to respond. We need to just sit and listen. We're going to do some confession this morning. How many of y'all struggle with listening? I'm not even looking. How many of you are so busy, you already kind of know what the person is going to say when you see them coming? You kind of tune them out. I see smiles on the faces. I kind of hear a little laughter. Is that some of y'all in here today? Yeah, it's kind of hard to listen, especially when it's that person that you know you don't want to hear that. Or their song again that they're singing. Or they have not handled that you told them to handle the last time. We all have stepped into those shoes. We all have been at those places where we have felt like we were not listening. But the truth is, we don't have to respond all the time. The truth is, we need to just be present and listen. This is where listening is so important for us as people of faith. I want you to turn to your brother or your sister right now. I want you to put your hand on your heart, and I want you to point to the ear. You got two of them, but you're going to put one hand on the... Yeah, that's right. We're going to do it this way because I'm believing that as we kick this celebration off, we are touching the heart. Which side is the heart on? Who are the heart people in here today? Somebody said this side. Get it. I'm asking because I see the hand on the wrong side. I know what side, but I'm looking. I see the hand. Y'all know what side the heart is on? Okay. Come on, people of faith. Put your hand on your heart and the other hand up to your ear. And I want you to turn to your brother or your sister. And I want you to tell them, ask them, really, are you listening? Are you listening? And then what I want you to do, that's good. I want you to tell them that you are listening. I'm listening. This is critical for us because, you know, sometimes people are listening with their ear, but their heart is out the window. Y'all know about that, right? Sometimes people have their ears open, but their heart has not been present as they heard what you just said. So it's so important as we look at how we're moving forward during the month of October to acknowledge our anniversary, to acknowledge all that God has done here at City Well, and to be present as people of faith, to really open ourselves up, to listen, and to step into new places of learning, new opportunities of serving, and to truly continue to praise our God. We are the people that believe in Jesus and the ways of Jesus. And so in order to do that, we can't just listen with our ears. We've got to open our hearts. Are you listening today? And I know the sermon says, "Do you hear what I hear?" Oftentimes, people don't hear what you hear, and yet they expect you to respond a certain way. Open yourself today and answer the question, are you a listener? Are you really a listener? Are you a listener? I love to read about the master listener, and that's Jesus. I love to just go into the Gospels and hear with my heart how Jesus listened to the people. You see, it's so important when we look at the true meaning of listening, it is a form of love. Listening is a true form of love. You see, when you're listening, you're putting your agenda to the side. You're putting what you are just about to say and sometimes do, and you open yourself up to love that person. You had already decided you were going to tell them off. Oh, you had already decided what you were going to do. But as you listened with your heart and you heard what they were saying in a different way, you didn't tell them off. You didn't do what you were about to do. Listening is a form of love. You see, God listens to us all, and God speaks through us all. Therefore, we are to learn to listen to God. Many times we are looking at scriptures, searching, coming to worship, waiting to receive the words from the speaker, the preacher. And yet the person right beside you is the sermon, if you would listen to them. You see, God speaks through us all, not only through the gift of scripture, but through all of us. The Holy Spirit speaks through each of us in such a way that when we cross those lines of race and gender and all the other isms, we truly learn. We truly learn what we are not able to glean on our own. Brothers and sisters, it's so important to be able to listen to one another. I mentioned the master listener, and so I want to share a scripture reference as I go further. It's taken from the Gospel of Mark, beginning with the first chapter. I want to read to you today verses 32 through 34. Hear these words, and I want you to listen. I want you to listen, and I want you to tell me what you see. Not what you hear, but what you see as I read this today. The Gospel of Mark, the first chapter. I'm going to read just two verses, 32 through 34. That evening at sundown, they brought him all who were sick or oppressed by demons, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. And he healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. When I visualize Jesus there and all the people around, as it says, the evening was at sundown and all the people were brought to Jesus and Jesus healed them, I visualize a lot of listening. You see, I don't believe Jesus, and the scripture doesn't say this, but I don't believe Jesus just said, you heal, just touch. I truly believe Jesus said, sit down right here. What's going on? Tell me. I believe Jesus listened. I believe Jesus had to hear their story. I believe Jesus had to hear their pain. I believe that no matter how they came looking, Jesus had to hear what was really at the root of that physical problem. Oh, Jesus is truly the master listener. Many times we know we don't have to say a word because Jesus already knows. And in this particular story here, it touches my heart because I can't even imagine an assembly line there and everybody going down and getting a tap. I do see many people, but I see Jesus with his ear and his heart to the people. before he places a hand or before any healing takes place. Why do I say that? Because I believe that as a master teacher, Jesus is always listening. Even when we don't speak, even when we don't utter a word, Jesus is listening with us. You know, it's important when you think of listening, it's about being present. Oftentimes, we want to be afar because we don't want to sometimes get in the space where there is struggle or discomfort or pain or hurt. How many of y'all don't really want to listen to everybody's concern that they have when they're going through? I know, it's difficult, isn't it? You want to hear when they get through that problem, when they've resolved it, of how great they're doing. But we as people of faith, we are called to listen. We're called to really listen. And I believe that Jesus took the time to listen to the needs before he healed them. When we look at this lesson today, I believe it's a matter of listening to know what is behind the physical ailment. Like many of us, we may look a certain way, but until someone hears our story, they can't truly connect the dots. Oh, I know many of you say, but I'm busy. I don't have time to go through all of that they want to tell me. I believe they have a story. I just want to help them solve their problem. Well, sometimes, brothers and sisters, your presence is more important than anything else. Sometimes being present and not saying a word or offering a solution, but just listening is healing. I know because of two of the times in my life that were most traumatic, most painful. I didn't want advice. I didn't want the problem solved. I just wanted someone to listen. To listen to my pain, to listen to my hurt, to listen to how far down I was. And God truly showed me the power of someone else being present in my life can be a source of healing. You see, when my mother passed, as I was giving birth to my son, having this little baby and not knowing how to take care of him, but also my mother gone on, I wanted to scream and holler every day. But I looked down and I realized I had to care for this child. But if it had not been for the professional counseling that I received from a counselor that listened, many times I would go in and all she would do would be just listen as I cried, as I told of how much I grieved the loss of my mother and how I didn't know how to take care of this baby. When I look back over those years of just telling this story and telling her every time what my feelings were, and sometimes she didn't speak a word except for when it was time to go, I'm reminded of the power of listening. You see, many times we already have a solution for that person that's telling us what's going on in their life because we're not listening with the heart. But it isn't your solution that they want. They want your heart. They want you to be present. And so for me, the lesson that I received throughout those years of going to counselors and sharing the pain and the hurt and the loss was that there is hope. There is hope when someone listens. Another time in my life has been receiving one of the best coaches in the world, the Reverend Dr. Lily Jones. The Reverend Dr. Lily Jones has been my coach. 1 month a year ago, she went on to be with the Lord. Suddenly, but for 5 years, she was a constant support in my life. Every week at the same time, she would dial my number and I would be able to tell her where I was on this journey in the United Methodist Church. I was also able to share with her the joys, the pains, the ups, the downs. And she always listened. I remember her saying to me, "I'm here to listen." And I thought, well, why don't you give me some advice at the beginning? But never, ever did she. She offered resources and options, but I had to make the choices. She was a listener. And today, as I stand before you as one that talked about a desire to go and get my doctorate, she was the one that listened to that. And before she passed, she reminded me of what I had said over and over and pushed me into enrolling in the doctorate program today. If you do not have a person in your life that is listening to you, I would encourage you to grab a hold of that person and just tell them, I want you to be a listener on this journey of life. Many of us today are so busy and so filled with so many things, very similar to Martha and Mary's story. Y'all know. You know that story? Well, who was the busy one? She was, gotta clean up. And what was the other one doing? Listen, where? At the foot of Jesus. Many of us so busy, we're not listening. We got a checklist. I know I do. We got an itinerary. We've got an agenda. We've got all these things that are to do. But there are times when you need to do, as my grandmother said, sit down somewhere. Just sit down somewhere and listen and be quiet. Because there are times when people want to share or speak into your life. And because you are so busy or you're trying to do so much, you're going to miss it. Busyness comes to my mind when I think of the story taken from the Gospel of Luke, beginning at the 10th chapter, verses 39 through 40. And it reads, "And she," meaning Martha, "had a sister named Mary, who seated herself at the Lord's feet and was listening to his teachings. But Martha, the one that was busy, was distracted so much because she was serving." You know, people in the church and in the community, "I've got to go to this meeting. I've got to help these people. I've got..." They're doing so much in the name of serving that they're not listening to the needs of the communities that they're doing so much in. Some of us may even be here today in Citywell. So busy, so busy, so distracted that you haven't sat at the Lord's feet. You haven't pulled back and said, "I'm going to listen, for my Lord is speaking." A listener stays present. I mentioned to you those two times in my life where I know that there were people that were present. And so for me, as I'm reminded of that, I know that many times we don't want to be present when someone is sharing and it's difficult to hear because of our own discomfort, our own places of pain and hurt. But as believers, we must. And so there are times when we've just heard that psalm this morning, which was Psalm 46, verse 10, to be still. Be still because what? Why are we to be still? Sometimes we need to just be still to know who God really is. Be still and know that I am God. I know some people may say, "Well, I struggle because I want to hear God's voice. Oh, I want a sign." Brothers and sisters, that's all on the outside. You're going to know through the inside that's going to work, and that is the Holy Spirit. You will know if you are sitting still and searching and seeking to hear from God. You will know not so much from the outside, but from within. And that was the other verse that Tia read today that was so important for us to hear. But I know many of us struggle with this thing called listening. but for us to be the people that we're called to be and to go forth and to do what we're called to do, we must listen. That's why today it's about a covenant. That's why the rest of this month is all about a covenant. And a covenant for us, as we know, is a relationship that's built on unconditional promises. It's something that we freely enter into. And it's also something that we're grateful that God's covenant with Jesus compels us to love God and to love our neighbors today. So I want to have you to help me as we go forth. You've got in your seat our covenant. I want you to pull it up because I want us to go over this at this time. I want you to hear these words. I want you just to read along, not to share. I want to just read it with you while you are what? While you are what? While you are... Okay, listening. The City Well Covenant is a response that we make. It's a response to our Lord's invitation for us to live in covenantal relationship with Him, with one another, and with our neighbors. Our covenant is a gift we give. With this covenant, we give one another the gift of shared commitment to a way of life that we believe to be good, beautiful, and honoring to our Lord. This covenant will serve to remind, encourage, and call us into the life that God makes possible through the Spirit of Jesus. So we extend an invitation through this covenant. It's an invitation into an intimate life of being known by God and by our church family. So we practice this today. We practice this, and I want us to look at listening. Look at that, and I want you to hear this covenant together. The covenant practice of listening. Because God listens to us, we covenant to grow in our ability to listen to God through deepening disciplines of prayer and attentiveness to the Holy Spirit and God's gift of Scripture. The second way is to become a better listener, to be better listeners in friendship. In conflict. Do y'all hear that word? Because sometimes we just put that to the side. We're not trying to listen there. I'm going to go back. I know y'all were listening. You were listening. In conflict. Somebody's getting healed today. Amen. In conflict and in seeking to build relationships that tear down barriers. And number three, to listen more to our communities, that we might know our neighbors, know where God is already at work around us, and know how we here at City Well are called to bear witness to Jesus. I want to pray for each of us today. I want to pray this prayer before we see this video because I want to do a little quick overview of a video that will speak into where we are, where we've been, and hopefully inspires. But today there's someone that has already failed to listen today. There's someone that's present today that's already decided that they've already made up their mind on how they're going to solve a problem. They came in here today, but I want to say to whoever you are, maybe this covenant is for you. Maybe this covenant will help you on your job, in your marriage, in the relationship with the person that's next to you in your community. I don't believe that we as a people randomly just come to a church or randomly come into relationships with people. It is all ordered by God. So today, whoever you are, as you have come in here to listen, I hope you have this open, which is your heart, and what you have already planned to say will be changed. Please pray with me. Almighty God, we just thank you for how you are always speaking to us, how you love us, and you are always listening. And oh God, we pray that we don't always respond appropriately. And the truth is, most of the time we are not listening. Oh Lord, we're not listening to you, but we're listening to those other voices, those other attention getters in our life. Forgive us, oh Lord, we pray. Forgive us that we may return back to you right now and to hear how we are to be a people that listens, how we are to be a people that enter into a covenant with others where we truly listen, to be the best friend, to be the best spouse, the best sibling, to best city dweller. Help us today, oh God, to receive your love for us, that we may love others through listening with love. Amen. I want to draw your attention to the screen. We have a brief video for you. Please draw your attention.